With U.S. car sales at their lowest level in a quarter century, General Motors says it needs $4 billion before the end of the month. The largest of the so-called Big Three automakers, that also includes Ford and Chrysler, GM says its sales this year are down 22% compared with an industry decline of 16%. Dennis Virag heads the Automobile Consulting Group.
You know, Chrysler and Ford are in a better position financially. GM, as many analysts have pointed out, has a very severe cash needs, and they need the infusion as soon as possible.
Mike DiGiovanni, Director of Global Market Analysis at General Motors, says he's hopeful that the industry will get its loans from Congress. He detects a spirit of cooperation between government, industry management, and the United Auto Workers Union.
I think it's doable with our partners. I mean, I think one of the positive things that has come out of this is a really good dialogue with the federal government and what our issues are and some of the challenges we face.
DiGiovanni and Virag spoke on Bloomberg Television. Ron Gettelfinger, the head of the United Auto Workers, says his union is prepared to make concessions to cut industry costs.
Because of the economic crisis that we're in as a country right now, there's no question that we face some difficult challenges. And being honest, we've been saying for a long time, we're in a race to the bottom. A race to the bottom that workers in no country can win. Because there's always somebody else or somewhere else to go that pays less.
The viability plan submitted by the car makers are generally being well received, and the companies are expected to receive government loans. But Sheila Baer, who heads the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the agency charged with safeguarding U.S. bank deposits, wonders where to draw the line. Because the government cannot help all needy industries.
It's tough. You know, everybody is coming to Washington now wanting help. And, you know, picking winners and losers is a very, very difficult part, I think, of their job.
But union leader Gettelfinger says the auto industry is different and more vital than most.
Well, I'm not sure where you draw the line, but let's just look at this. Let's look at the backbone of our economy as Barack Obama describes it. Let's look at the millions of jobs that will be lost in this country if we lose this industry.
Gettelfinger and the Big Three emphasize that American car companies, unlike banks and insurance companies, are seeking loans, not grants, and that their plight stems from the sudden, unpredicted decline in economic activity. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.